cattle prices continued the week's higher trend on Friday. U.S. beef exports could benefit when Australian producers finally have a chance to rebuild their herd. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 30th of September. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices made solid gains last week, with live prices $2 higher in the Southern Plains at $103 hundredweight, $4 to $5 higher in the Northern Plains at $106 to $107, and $1 to $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $104 to $105. Dress trade was steady to $5 higher at mostly $165. However, the strengthening of finished cattle prices is a double-edged sword, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. Although the stronger cash prices are welcome, he points out the softer basis means hedged cattle feeders aren't experiencing the same gains due to lower profits in the futures market. Cattle futures continued higher on Friday, supported by stronger fed cattle prices and apparent commercial interest. Except for a dime lower in the back contract, live cattle futures closed an average of $1.09 higher across a wide range of 27 cents to 207 higher. Week to week, they were an average of $3.19 higher, from $1.25 higher at the back to $5.67 higher in spot October. Cattle futures last week also helped cash calf and feeder cattle prices move higher. Feeder cattle futures on Friday were an average of $1.21 higher, except for $2 lower in newly minted away SEP. For the week, they were an average of $5.13 higher, supported by the previous week's bullish cattle on feed report. No one is saying the impacts of the Tyson fire are completely dissipated, but live cattle futures ended the week within spitting distance of where they were before the fire on August 9th. Likewise, all feeder cattle contracts were higher than the day of the fire. In the cash market, the Agricultural Marketing Service pegged steers and heifers $4 to $8 a hundredweight higher in the North Central and South Central regions and steady to $2 higher in the Southeast, and that was with the most cattle selling at auction since April. Pointing to demand in the North, AMS analysts say, farmer feeders are staying busy, but they're ready and willing to take on yearlings to fill yards, as the turnaround in cattle futures offered more optimism about the fed cattle market. Despite recent cash gains, however, seasonality suggests price pressure for calves the next month or so as the fall run makes its way to town. In Tennessee, for instance, Griffith says, it certainly appears that earlier expectations for 525-pound steers selling for less than $700 a head in October and early November will become a reality. He explains producers who haven't received rainfall in recent weeks may have no choice but to market calves at low prices. But he adds, producers who have some grass may want to take advantage of low cattle prices and add weight to calves for a few months. Wholesale beef values continued to trek lower, both seasonally and with further rebalancing to the price spike following the Tyson fire. Week to week, choice box beef cutout value was $4.39 lower on Friday at $212.58 a hundredweight. Select was $1.86 lower at $189.86. Although more than the previous month, frozen beef supplies remain supportive, according to the most recent USDA cold storage report. Total pounds of beef in freezers as of August 31st were 4% more than the previous month, but 6% less than the same time last year. Frozen pork supplies were down 1% from the previous month, but were up 4% from last year. Total red meat supplies in freezers were up 1% from the previous month, but down 1% from last year. There's plenty more beef and meat in the supply line, of course. For instance, aside from growing beef supplies, AMS analysts point out the September 1st inventory of hogs and pigs was 77.7 million head, which was 3% more than the previous September and the most since the data series began in 1988. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower on Friday, with reports that the White House was considering ways to limit U.S. investment in Chinese companies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 70 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 15 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 91 points. When the weather finally permits Australia to begin rebuilding its drought-decimated cow herd, the U.S. may have more beef export opportunity, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center. LMIC analysts say through July of this year, Australia reported 4.9 million head slaughtered, an increase of 8% over the same time period in 2018. Further, LMIC analysts say, since April of last year, for every month except one, more than half of Australia's total slaughter consisted of cows and heifers, an indication of herd contraction. They explain increased cow and heifer slaughter led to a 4% growth in beef production through the first 7 months of this year, and much of that growth has been absorbed by expanding foreign demand, especially in China, as that nation looks to fill the meat protein supply gap left by African swine fever. For perspective, the most recent peak in Australian cattle inventory was 29.3 million head in 2014, according to LMIC. The USDA Global Agricultural Information Network pegs the 2019 inventory at 25.73 million head and forecasts next year's inventory at 24.48 million head, which would be 16.4% less than the recent peak and the fewest in three decades. As China's demand for beef is rising, especially for grain-fed beef, LMIC analysts say Australia has been well positioned to fill demand, but they say this is expected to change next year as the forecast is for Australia's cattle sector to start herd rebuilding if weather conditions improve. If that happens, cow slaughter and available beef supplies will decline. LMIC currently forecasts U.S. beef exports to grow 6% in 2020, with ample supplies and competitive prices spurring shipments. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 30th of September. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.